This is Akashwani Itanagar, the news read by Apugapak. President Draupadi Murmu will confer the National Awards for Empowerment of Persons with Disabilities on the International Day of Persons with Disabilities tomorrow. 22 persons and 11 institutions will be conferred the National Awards. Social Justice and Empowerment Minister Dr. Virendra Kumar will also unveil several welfare initiatives for the empowerment of persons with disabilities. Amar Jain will receive the National Award for Individual Excellence in the category of Sarvashrestha Divyangjan 2024. He is a legal professional with 100% visual impairment. Amar Jain shared his inspirational life story and spoke about the obstacles he has had to face during his journey. Pratik Khandelwal, who has a 75% locomotor disability, will receive the National Award for Individual Excellence in the category of Sarvashrestha Divyangjan 2024. He is the founder of Ramp My City. He shared how his startup is helping transform urban environments in India to become more accessible for persons with disabilities. Prime Minister Narendra Modi attended the 59th All India Conference of Director Generals, Inspector Generals of Police at Bhubaneswar on Saturday and Sunday. In the valedictory session, PM distributed President's Police Medals for Distinguished Service to officers of the Intelligence Bureau. In his concluding address, PM noted that wide-ranging discussions had been held during the conference on national and international dimensions on security challenges and expressed satisfaction on the counter strategies which had emerged from the discussions. During his address, PM expressed concern on the potential threats generated on account of digital frauds, cyber crimes and AI technology, particularly the potential of deepfake to disrupt social and familial relations. As a countermeasure, he called upon the police leadership to convert the challenge into an opportunity by harnessing India's double AI power of artificial intelligence and aspirational India. The United Nations Convention to Combat Desertification 16th Conference of Parties, COP16, begins today in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. This is the first time West Asia is hosting this crucial environmental conference. India will join representatives from 197 nations at this milestone event, which coincides with UNCCD's 13th anniversary. Also, in a symbolic gesture promoting environmental consciousness, Union Minister of Environment, Forest and Climate Change, Bhupendra Yadav, planted a sapling at the Indian Embassy in Riyadh before the commencement of the United Nations Convention to Combat Desertification, COP16. The tree planting ceremony aligned with India's Ek Ped Maa Ke Naam initiative, emphasizing the country's commitment to environmental stewardship. The two-week online short-term internship program organized by the National Human Rights Commission, India, concluded today. It had commenced on 18th November. 52 students from various universities in different regions and far-flung areas of the country completed it. India Acting Chairman Vijaya Bharati Sayani congratulated the students for successfully completing their internship with the commission. She expressed hope that the interns would carry forward the insights gained during the program to promote and protect the human rights of every individual. The Bharat National Cyber Exercise 2024, a landmark event in India's cybersecurity landscape, has successfully concluded, setting new benchmarks in cyber resilience, collaboration, and innovation. Over 600 participants were trained. The initiative brought together cybersecurity professionals, policymakers, defense personnel, academia, and industry leaders to collectively strengthen India's cybersecurity readiness. The Indigenous Faith and Cultural Society of Arunachal Pradesh celebrated the Indigenous Faith Day in Doimukh yesterday. Home Minister Mama Natung emphasized the importance of safeguarding the cultural heritage and identity. He highlighted the deep relationship between tribal communities and nature worship and urged the youths to harmonize modernity with traditional values. Natung announced to establish Gurukuls across districts in phase-wise manner. Five IFSAP youth groups were flagged off in the program, who have been tasked with touring various districts to promote indigenous faiths and culture. The Thai Kamti community celebrated the Poi Pi Mau Thai 2119 yesterday, marking the beginning of the new year with grandeur and cultural pride, held at the Nalung Festival Ground in Namsai. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.